Go generics, flaky pipelines, and a wireless link pushed to its physical limits. GitHub issue 80590, a proposal for a container/package bringing generic collection types to Go, has generated 132 comments and exposed a genuine philosophical argument about what the language is meant to be. Go added generics in version 1.18 in 2022, deliberately conservatively, giving developers type parameters without a corresponding standard library suite of generic collections. The current proposal would add sets, ordered maps, and priority queues. Resistance comes from engineers who believe it encourages over-engineering in a language that prizes directness, while proponents note that every Go team is currently writing its own versions of these types anyway, producing complexity without the benefit of shared vocabulary. Jerry Orr's piece, "The Development Pipeline is a Production System," makes a complementary infrastructure argument with 92 points and 39 comments. CI/CD pipelines, local development environments, and testing infrastructure are production systems for the internal customers who are engineers, and they deserve reliability engineering discipline accordingly. A flaky CI system costing 20 to 30 minutes per engineer per day, multiplied across a 100-person team, represents months of lost annual productivity attributable to infrastructure nobody budgeted proper reliability work into. Microsoft's Flint visualization language, 135 points, 47 comments, is positioned as a declarative grammar for data visualization specifically designed to work well with AI-generated code. The premise is that a language expressive enough for AI to generate correctly and constrained enough to produce legible output would improve the AI-assisted charting and graphing workflow. Community reaction is cautiously optimistic, with proof contingent on how the language handles edge cases in real datasets. A 2019 piece on pushing 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi to its physical limits resurfaced this week, suggesting a community member recently needed to solve a long-range wireless problem and found it. The fundamental physics of 802.11 allows for reliable multi-kilometer links from consumer hardware given careful antenna design, proper Fresnel zone clearance, and an understanding that theoretical range limits are genuinely achievable when everything else is done correctly. The kind of deep specialist knowledge that surfaces periodically on Hacker News to broad appreciation.